desire and interest in your prayers tonight. You sing a verse of Come Thou Almighty King. Thank the Lord tonight for His love and His blessings to us. And we ask in interest in your prayers that the Spirit of the Lord tonight would pay us each one a very special visit. It is only through the Word and the Spirit that we come to services like this and meetings like this and are edified. And I believe the Lord wants to meet with us tonight. I've written on the board, in an even place. You will turn with me to Psalm 26, read verse 12. David was speaking, and he said, "My foot standeth in an even place. In the congregations will I bless the Lord." Now, David said he was standing in an even place, and I just wonder tonight, where are you standing? Are you standing in an even place? Something that it's important for us to recognize that none of us have the ability to bring about spiritual change in someone else's life. Our soul is in our hands tonight. When we have children in the home, we teach them, we instruct them, we, by the help of God, set an example before them. But there comes a time in life that each and every one of us, we make decisions for what the direction that our life is going to go. And I would invite us tonight and encourage us in the Spirit of God to not be looking at anybody else, but to examine our own life tonight. David, as he examined his life, he said, "I'm standing in an even place." In other words, it's not precarious. It's not headed downward. I'm solid where I'm standing. Yeah. Even by definition means flat or smooth. Yeah. A horizontal surface, level, without irregularity. Isn't that an interesting definition? Without irregularity. Being in equilibrium or balanced. You know, when the storms of life come, speaking literally as well as spiritually, when storm comes and the winds are blowing hard, you're going to be able to stand a whole lot better when you are in an even place. When your feet are on solid ground, because it is then that you can maintain some equilibrium. I'm not as interested tonight on how level this floor is in this chapel, but spiritually, are you in an even place tonight? Are you standing in a place of equilibrium? Are you standing in a level place? Had opportunity a few months ago, actually I guess it was 3 months ago, to climb Mount Melange with my son Ethan. And it was a mountain that I have seen for 20 years, and it's always intrigued me. And finally, since my son was with me, by the help of God, we're going to climb this mountain. And there's the Lord gave me a lot of messages trying, and we made it. But climbing that mountain, Lord gave me a lot of messages. But I want to tell you, climbing it thousands and thousands, it took us about, I think it was 6 hours to make it to the top. 6 to 8 hours to make it. And it was hard. But what I found is there were times even our guide would start slipping. Someone that would be close would reach out a hand to hold him, to bring him up, to stand on an even place. There were times on that mountain that I couldn't walk upright. I was holding on to grass on the side of that mountain and was climbing up with using all fours to try to get up that mountain. Tonight, the Lord, there is a place in the Lord that you can stand on your own two feet. But when we would stop to rest, which was often because of me, when we were on that mountain, it's like, okay, I'm going to need to stop. I would look for a place that I could rest my feet in an even place. I didn't want to stand with stones underneath. There were times on that climb that stones would start rolling under our feet, and it was pretty precarious. But when we were going to stop for a little bit, we looked for a place that was an even place. A place that was horizontal, that we wouldn't have to worry about falling down. Tonight, there are too many people spiritually that are not standing in an even place. It is wonderful to have been raised with the knowledge of truth that most of us in this chapel have been blessed with. But there comes a time, like I said, that as we examine our life, the question is, are you standing in an even place? Just because we come to camp meeting does not mean we're standing in an even place. Just because we're faithful to go to church services doesn't mean we're in an even place. Just because we have a head knowledge of truth and we can tell you what all the doctrines are, that does not mean we're in an even place. But an even place has to do with the condition of our relationship with God on a daily basis. And there are, when you are not in an even place, you are prone to fall down. And the enemy is going to do everything he can. And saints, he's working hard tonight against all of us to cause us to stumble and fall, or fall flat on our face, or start rolling down the mountain. We need to be sure that we are living in an even place. Some place that is secure. A place that is steadfast. There are a lot of people, unfortunately, that are on unlevel, shaky ground, and their experience is uncertain. Have you ever heard someone ask them how you're doing spiritually, and they said, I'm in an uncertain place. Tonight, there is no need for us to be living in an uncertain place. There is no need for us to be living in a perpetual condition in our relationship with God that we're just always on the edge of backsliding. There is a relationship with God tonight that all of us can have, that we can say, by the help of God, I'm standing in an even place tonight. Yes, we have weaknesses. Yes, we have battles. Yes, we have trials. But my heart is fixed tonight on the Lord. If your heart is not fixed in Jesus Christ tonight, you are in a dangerous place. But if you will fix your heart tonight, you can stand in an even place. And it doesn't matter what the enemy brings. By the grace of God, you will be able to make it successfully. But it has to do with your choices, where you're going to stand. Been in places, have you ever been in a, whether it was at work or unfortunately, even in the body of Christ, places of controversy. Someone says, where are you going to stand? Where are you going to stand? Tonight, where are you standing? Do you know it doesn't mean just what comes out of our mouth? I could be up here and tell you this is where I stand. But if I don't go through and live the way I'm talking, it really doesn't mean a lot. Where we stand, the place that we're standing, has more to do with the daily decisions in our life than what we testify when we come together amongst the saints. It has to do with the decisions, the things that we're doing, the places we're going, where our heart is, where our affections are. Are you in an even place tonight? David said in Psalms 40, very familiar passage of Scripture, he said, he brought me up also out of a horrible pit. And out of the miry clay, Isn't that a wonderful testimony to say the Lord brought me up out? He brought me out of the pit. He brought me out of the miry clay. Folks, miry clay are those addictions of the world. It's wonderful to be able to say the Lord delivered me. I've been saved from the addictiveness of sin. The Lord delivered me. But folks, the Lord delivered us for a purpose tonight. David went on and said, He brought me up also out of a horrible pit and out of the miry clay, and He did something. Where did He set His feet? He set it on a rock. And it said, He established my goings. And He did something else. He said, He put a new song in my mouth. It is one thing tonight to be delivered from sin. And it is something else tonight to be standing in an even place with the Lord having established your goings and have a new song in your mouth. We're living in a generation that would like to hold on to salvation and sing the same old song. Folks, when the Lord comes and forgives us and cleanses us and breaks the power of sin, the Lord wants to put a new song in our mouth. But the Lord's not going to force it. It's because of the condition of heart. When we say, Lord, not only did you save me, I don't want to go back to the pit. And that means now, Lord, I want you to give me something new in my life. I want to stand in an even place, standing on a solid rock. So where are you standing? What song are you singing tonight? You know, I remember times as a child that my dad would try to, and we did as a family, come together and practice a song. It's easier to talk about when I was a child than to talk about me doing this with my children. I'll tell on myself. But I remember there were times we frankly didn't feel like singing. Any of you other children relate to that? Your parents, let's come on around and we'll sing. And it just didn't have the smile on the face. Didn't feel like singing. Do you know tonight that the Lord is not going to force any of us to sing a new song? There are some songs I don't want sung in my home. But do you know what? All of us, we're free moral agents tonight. Children and young people, you need to listen to your parents and respect it. But if your heart's not in it, it's just rules to you. So all say follow the rules then. But you're going to come to a place that those choices and decisions are not going to be dependent on what mom and dad said anymore. And it's an issue of what your decisions are. The Lord is not going to force you to live a holy life tonight. The Lord is not going to force us to dress modestly. He's not going to force us to sing a new song. He's not going to force us to forgive those that don't treat us right. He's not going to force us to live like the Bible teaches us. But when He breaks the power of sin, He wants to establish our goings. He wants us to stand in an even place that by God's grace, I can keep going forward, gaining spiritual ground. So the Lord's not going to force this, which means it is dependent upon my decisions and my choices. Because God has made available ground upon which you can stand tonight, and it's an even place. And I will say there is such security tonight when you can find that even place in the Lord. There is such a security because the devil is going to battle hard, but when your heart is fixed, and you're unmovable because of God's grace, because I'm standing in a level place. Folks, the devil can't move us. If the devil has been moving you and it feels like the devil has the power to push you around, we need to start examining, where have I been standing? How have I been living? What decisions have I been making? Where's my heart? Is it possible that I've begun to let some of my affections go back to the very place that the Lord delivered me from? And I dare say that all of us have been in that place at some time in our life. And that's when we need to, with purpose of heart, say, Lord, I do not want to go back. So help me, Lord, to get in an even place. Help me, Lord, not to live dangerously on the edge. There's a story about a little boy that Every night we need to go to bed, after just a little bit, there'd be a thump. And they knew Johnny fell out of bed. It was night after night, week after week, at sometime during the night, there was a thump. And finally, the thumping stopped. Finally, his mother said, "Johnny, what happened? You stopped falling out of bed." And he said, "I moved over. I moved away from the edge." Do you know, tonight there is an even place. And if you're not in an even place and you're living on the edge where it's precarious, you need to move over tonight. It doesn't even mean that you're not saved, but you're in a dangerous place if you're not standing in a spiritually even place. And we need to do what Johnny did and say, "Lord, I want to move over because I've been getting a little bit too close to the edge." And sometime when you don't intend to, you're going to fall out of bed too, because you're too close to the edge. It happens, young people. If I may speak to you for a moment, this story has repeated itself spiritually over and over and over. And sometimes it may seem like you get weary of, "We're here and be careful here. Don't imbibe in that." And maybe it's not even sin. And I can make the decisions. I know what I'm doing. Folks, there is a pattern and a history that brings your spiritual elders to the place to warn you about getting too close to the edge. Because there have been too many that have gone down that road, never intending to backslide, but they got too close to the edge. They weren't standing in an even place, and they lost out. Lord, help us to stand on solid ground. James 1:8 says, "A double-minded man is what? Unstable in all his ways." Do you recognize that in one area of life, if you're not in an even place through time, it's going to start affecting other areas of your life? There are some times that we think everything spiritually is pretty much in control and things are going good over here, but there's one area of life that we may not be standing in an even place. Do you know that's the place the enemy's working? That's the place he's going to work. A double-minded man is one that has one mind for heaven. I want to serve God. I want to have eternal life. But they also have a heart for the things of this earth. And the scripture says a double-minded man is unstable. In other words, a double-minded man is not in an even place, which means we are prone in that position. We're prone to spiritual failure. We're prone to losing what God has done for us in the past, because my decisions today, I'm searching and seeking too much of this world. Tonight, where are you standing? If you feel like you've been double-minded, do you know the Lord is not just ready to cut us off at every little imperfection or every place that, but it's the love of God that warns us and says, "You're letting your heart is get too attached. It's too attached to the things of this world. You need to move over." Do you know the Lord won't force it? But it's His love tonight. It says, "Lord, I want to make heaven. I want to serve you acceptably. So, Lord, with your help, Lord, I'll move over." Folks, there's an even place upon which we can stand tonight. David said in Psalms 37, verse 27, let's just turn and read. Psalms 37, beginning with verse 27. He said, "Depart from evil and do good. And dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. For they are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and the tongue talketh of judgment." Listen to verse 31. He said, "The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide." What is it that's going to keep our steps from sliding tonight? It said the law of his God was in his heart. In other words, it wasn't just in the mind. It wasn't just an intellectual exercise. Saints, it wasn't just a traditional lifestyle. But it was the law of God. It goes deeper than what I was taught. It goes deeper than examples around me. It goes deeper than trying to do this and that. So when I come to camp meeting, everybody will say, oh, they're a saint in good standing. You know what I'm talking about? It's when the law of God is in your heart. Lord, I'm living this way because I love you. And because I'm embracing the word of God, that even if everybody else did something else, Lord, by your strength and your grace, I want to hold on to the word of God. Because this is the way to make it to heaven tonight. So is the law of God in your heart? If you've been struggling with it tonight, and you're faced with questions, and I don't know about this, and why have the saints taught that, and some of those questions are normal, but know that the Lord wants to bring you to an even place. Because if we're always living in a condition of questions, we are prone through time to get deceived or unsatisfied, unsettled. And the Lord wants to bring us in to a level place that we can stand true in the Word, fixed, our hearts settled on the things of God. And sometimes it means the Lord comes and just says, you're standing on a pebble right here. You know, climbing a mountain, when you stand on pebbles, what happens? You start losing traction. You start losing traction. There are some pebbles tonight that too many have been standing on. And the Lord wants us to get on an even plane. Get in an even place. Going back where we began in the 26th chapter, I'd like to read a few more verses. David ended up where we started, where he said in verse 12, my foot standeth in an even place. But let's read what he said prior to that. Verse 1, judge me, O Lord. Are you ready for the Lord to judge you? In other words, don't judge my brother. It's easier to look around and say, well, I could kind of tell you what their needs are, and I can tell you what they need to do. Judge me, O Lord. Judge me, Lord, for I have walked in my integrity. Do you know it is wonderful to be able to live in a place that you can open up your heart and say, Lord, judge me? And it's not because the Lord's not going to find some weaknesses, but Lord, I'm walking in my integrity. It's because, Lord, my heart is right and fixed. And if the Lord shows me a need, then I'll say, Lord, help me, I'm not there. But by your strength, I'm going to get there. We don't need to be afraid of the Lord judging us tonight. I've walked in my integrity. I've trusted in the Lord. Therefore, I shall not slide. Why? Because he was trusting in the Lord. He said, examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Yes. Try my reins in my heart. Examine me. Lord, come in and thoroughly investigate. Where would we be standing? What would the Lord's report be tonight of this last week, of the last month? And he was there with us just day in and day out in life. Not camp meeting, in life. And he examined us and proved us and tested us. Would he report back that you're standing in an even place? Or would there be some areas that the Lord would say, you need to get closer to me. You need to make some changes. Search me, O God. Examine me. Prove me. He went on to say then in verse 3, for thy loving kindness is before my eyes, and I have walked in thy truth. This what it means to have it be standing in an even place tonight is walking in truth. And do you know that we really don't need everybody else to tell us what that is? You know, when we are honest with ourselves, we know usually whether we are walking in truth. I know the Lord reveals things to us as time goes on. But with the truth that we have tonight, are we walking in it? Some people say, well, I'm really looking to the Lord to answer these questions. But what are you doing with the truth that you do know? Yes. What are you doing with the things that you do know God is asking of you? But yet we focus on, well, I don't know about this over here. But if we're going to be standing in even place, it's, Lord, I want to live faithfully for you in those areas I know is truth. So David said, I'm walking. I've walked in truth. I've not sat with vain persons. Neither will I go in with dissimulars. You know, I've hated the congregation of evildoers and will not sit with the wicked. In other words, I was careful about the companions I kept. Now, Jesus was a friend of sinners, but folks, Jesus was not looking for fellowship there. He was looking to minister there. Do you know that we can get in a real dangerous place when we start forming tight fellowship bonds with people of the world, because all of us are influenceable creatures. And the people that holler the loudest and say, I can handle it, are normally the ones that through time you begin to see where they can't handle it either. In other words, David said, I'm careful, I'm cautious, because I want to stay in an even place. I don't want to allow the unbeliever to influence me from my walk in truth and in faith. Then he went on to say, I will wash my hands in innocency. I will compass thine altar. Verse 8 said, Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house and the place where thine honor dwelleth. Verse 11, he said, I will walk in my integrity. Tonight, are you walking in your integrity? Are you walking in the things that you know the Lord is asking for you? You know, you don't need to wait. The Lord's not going to normally come along and hit us over the head with a big spiritual club. Some say, well, if the Lord just really hit me over the head, I'd make a change. But the Lord's not interested in forcing us. He wants a people that serve Him and live righteously because they love Him. And that means that no one can dictate that in my life except my own decisions. So, Lord, would you help me? Would you help me to stand in an even place tonight? And if there's places that I haven't been as careful as I should have been, I don't want to be discouraged and throw my hands up. But, Lord, tonight I'm going to move over. I want to get in the place that I can say I've moved and I'm standing in truth. I'm standing in even place. Remember what Jesus told the parable? Told a story of, he said, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him as unto a wise man that buildeth his house on the rock. In other words, on an even place, on a secure foundation. It's not just those that hear the word of God. It wasn't just those that knew the word of God. He said to the one that hears and does it. That's the wise man. Because when the storm comes, and you all know it's not a question of if, because the storms are going to come, and the temptations are going to come, and there are going to be things that come that will shake your faith to the core. And if you're not standing in an even place spiritually, you're going to lose your footing. It's happened too many times. But the good news is it doesn't have to happen. Do what you know the Lord's calling is, because he said, the foolish man is the one that builds his house on the sand, in an uneven place, in a place that isn't secure. And when the storms come, he said the house was going to fall, and it said great would be the fall of it. Tonight, if we continue living for the Lord as we stand tonight, are we in a safe place? Are you in a secure place? That place, that rock that we are to build on and live on tonight, the doctrines and standards of the Word of God, there is a place to stand on tonight. The philosophies of the world are trying to get us to deviate from the purity of the simplicity of the Word of God. Lord, I want to stand here. I want to know, I want to be persuaded in my heart, in my mind. But once I know, Lord, I want to stand. But what happens when we begin to make exceptions for ourselves? We're getting close to the edge. And through time of justifying even things that are not sin, justifying and think I can handle it, we're in a dangerous place right there. Lord, help us to be in an even place. Scripture says to examine yourself, 2 Corinthians 13:5. He said, examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. In other words, look inwardly. Test, examine your own life and inspect it and search it out. Because it's not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. But Jesus said again, it's the one that does the will of God. So where are you standing tonight? To inspect carefully every area of life, what you're doing with life. Where's your heart tonight? You know there's an answer to that question, where's your heart? This is why Jesus told the young rich ruler to go and sell everything that he had. He was not promoting a doctrine that all of us need to go and monetarily sell everything we have and put it in the offering box. That's not what Jesus was teaching there. He was proving a point. He was showing the young man, your heart is not all after me. You're double-minded. You want to follow me. You want eternal life. But on the other hand, somewhere down the road, I know there's a place you're not in an even condition. You're not in an even place because your heart, your affections are tied to your wealth. Tonight, where's your heart? Can we say with integrity tonight that I love God with all my heart? It doesn't mean I'm humanly perfect. It doesn't mean that I don't have needs in my life, but it means, Lord, I'm walking in integrity. And Lord, as you show me and help me, I'm drawing closer to you. Day by day, and sometimes you wonder about the day, but year by year you can look back and say, Lord, you helped me in this place in my life. But it's only as we are honest and open with ourselves and say, Lord, I want to stand in an even place. Had another opportunity years ago to go to Zion National Park in Utah. And those of you that haven't been there, it's a beautiful, wonderful place to go visit. But there is a place that I couldn't really recommend it to everyone. But there's a place that's called Angel's Landing. It's close to 1,500 feet walk up along a cliff. And there are some places there that your feet will slide. Dangerous place. There, in the last 8 years, there have been six people that have lost their life. So when you go on this hike, just know there have been people that have died on this hike. There are signs that warn you, be careful. And on the mountain, there are places that there are chains that they put in the mountain. And you're holding on to a chain to climb up. And once you get to the top, it is beautiful. Even when we were there years ago, there was someone who lost their footing, started to go down the mountain, and I think it was one of my boys or someone else. They reached out and grabbed hold of him, pulled him back. Spiritually, tonight, if you are not standing in an even place, there is a high probability that you're going to lose your footing spiritually. And maybe there have been things that we've allowed in our life for maybe even years. And when we start really examining, say, I know it's not the best for me. The question is, what are we going to do with those things in our life that we know aren't really best for us? Yes. Because the longer we allow them in our life, the greater impact it's going to have on us spiritually. I'm so thankful the Lord has provided a place for us to hold on to. But if we think, I can handle it. That's being spiritually naive, folks. There is danger in our world. And we need to get our feet on an even place. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence. Give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. That was a promise. But we're going to have to give diligence tonight. It means I can't afford to get lazy spiritually. Means I can't afford to allow the tide of the world to just pull me along. I need to give him an even place, and I need to stay there. And I don't need to be embarrassed spiritually when the Lord comes along and says, Michael, you're standing on something that's going to roll. Got some pebbles under your feet. You need to kick them out. You need to get rid of some things and get on a level plane. There's no reason to be embarrassed about that. Thank you, Lord. You just saved me a possible fall. That little thing that I've rationalized in my mind that it wasn't sin. That thing that I'm trying to rationalize it. Why am I even spending time thinking about it? Is it because I know the Lord, it's not a safe place? So Lord, help me. Take heed. In closing, 1 Corinthians 10:12, the scripture says, wherefore to him that thinketh he standeth, he said, take heed. Be careful. Be watchful. He said, take heed lest ye fall. I would encourage us tonight to examine our own life. Where's our heart? Where have we been standing? What are the things that we've allowed in our lives? Is it a safe place? If it's not, you know, the Lord has a place upon which you can stand tonight that's solid and secure. And I will say it is a place of great comfort to stand fixed on the rock, Jesus Christ. Amen.